This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Big changes are revving up for I-35 from Ben White Boulevard all the way to US 290 East. TxDOT is planning to add 4 lanes. The upper decks, almost 50 years old, will be torn down. I-35's footprint will grow by more than 50 acres, gobbling up property along the way. As KUT's Nathan Bernier reports, more than 100 homes and businesses are now on a fast track to demolition.
Along I-35, notices are arriving. The highway expansion has been off and on for years, but now it's happening for real this time. People who received letters or phone calls will have to leave. They have a few months, maybe more. Because of how the process works, TxDOT can't really offer specific timelines. Each property is appraised and negotiated and possibly condemned separately based on the construction in that area.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not going to deny it.
Dina Flores is the owner and operator of a Spanish immersion daycare called Escuelita del Alma. They'll have to move. They have 200 students, and she doesn't have a new place lined up yet.
I'm losing a lot of sleep. I don't know how successful we're going to be.
Some people in the path of the highway have not lost any sleep because they don't know they're getting pushed out yet. By law, TxDOT must give renters at least 90 days' notice to vacate. But there's no immediate requirement to let people know, hey, the state has given the green light to pave over your apartment. At first, TxDOT didn't even realize people lived in this two-story building behind West China Tea House. They thought it was part of the tea house. Nope, it's a 22-unit apartment building, part of the Village at 47th complex between I-35 and Airport Boulevard. Affordable rent, too, by Austin standards. Like $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Kennedy Kusbel is a chemical engineering student at the University of Texas. She lives in this building. And until now, no one told her the I-35 expansion would eventually displace her home.
And the fact that I'm being told this by a reporter, you know, and not my landlord, is unfortunately not surprising and, of course, upsetting.
How's your landlord been? You said not surprising?
It's not surprising. They're not too bad or anything, but the idea of people in authority just kind of hiding important information like this is not unheard of, unfortunately.
So I told Kusbel it will be a while before her building is torn down. She'll get at least 3 months' notice, and I informed her about her rights, like getting reimbursed for moving expenses and the state having to pay the difference in rent for a comparable apartment for up to 3.5 years.
So I really do appreciate you telling me. Of course, it is messed up, but they haven't told us anything.
TxDOT says 111 homes and businesses will be displaced. But the number depends on how you count it. For example, the Wendy's at Hancock Center and the Firestone Auto Care next to it, those will be torn down. But TxDOT doesn't count those as displacements because the businesses, in theory, could relocate elsewhere in the shopping center. Same story for Shortstop Hamburgers at Fiesta Mart and the Easy Auto Insurance next to it. So I called a lawyer. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Chris Clough deals with this process known as eminent domain. Eminent domain grants the government and sometimes businesses the authority to take private property for a public use. People have to be compensated. The U.S. and Texas constitutions require that. But some costs don't get made up.
Almost everybody does not come out whole in an eminent domain process.
For one thing, people often have to hire attorneys or appraisers or other professionals to help them try and get fair compensation from the government.
So people have to come out of pocket in order to be made whole. So by process of math, they end up not being made whole.
Business owners are not compensated for the lost revenue from being closed while they relocate. And they won't get reimbursed if they have to move far away from their customers and suffer a decline in sales. And even the people who don't have to relocate can suffer financially. The I-35 project will bring years of construction. People might avoid the area. Business goes down. No one gets compensated for that.
For those three reasons and several others, property owners must do their best to be paid. But I think oftentimes they come up short of being made whole.
Construction on the I-35 expansion through central Austin is scheduled to start next year. I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin.